Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
My guest this morning is Hermiston School District Superintendent Tricia Mooney, and that conversation will begin in just a moment, so keep it right here, and we will begin that conversation right after these words.
Did you know street trees are regulated in the city of Pendleton? Permits are required to plant trees, and only certain types of trees can be planted. Street trees must be maintained to keep roadsides visible and sidewalks walkable. If you fail to maintain your trees, you may even be cited by the Pendleton Police Department. You can find details about street tree requirements and report an unmaintained or dangerous tree on the city of Pendleton's website. Just search street trees.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Thanks for joining us on a Monday. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tespin, your host. I'm joined this morning by Tricia Mooney, Superintendent, Hermiston School District. Tricia, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing great and glad that the weather is nice. I hope everybody, including yourself, had a nice Mother's Day.
I did. Thank you. Yes, the weather definitely helps. It feels like a little bit, though, like maybe we bypassed spring a little bit, jumped right into summer, but I'll take the sunshine, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, the Hermiston School District Budget Committee is scheduled to have its second meeting this evening at 6:30. Tell us how the budget is looking and what it will mean in the coming school year.
Yeah, so it is budget season, and we started that process actually in April. There are some steps that go into, I say some steps, and Katie Saul, who's the Director of Business Services, will say it's more than steps. It's a lot of work, right? But we start out in April really talking with our board about the assumptions we're going to use going into the budget season. And the board, I guess, sets those parameters as Katie puts the budget document together prior to even getting to the budget committee. So the things that we're really looking at going into the budget are funding from the state level, obviously. What do we think that is going to look like? And at that point, the governor's budget had released a $9.9 billion funding for the state school fund for the biennium. So we say there's a conversation with the board. Do we think this is what it's going to be? How do we use that? How do we plan? And our board decided to stick with the $9.9 billion funding for the state school fund as the basis for our budget. And then as well, we look at some history of our ADM, our ADMW, if you will. So schools are funded on average daily membership weighted. So we look at our total students, for example, that are enrolled in the Hermiston School District, then there is an additional weighting for students who are part of certain programs to help meet those specific needs. So for students who are in special education or English language learners, pregnant and parenting, those have different weights. So we look at what the history is of our ADMW and what we anticipate it will be going forward. And really to look at that, we look at what we're anticipating for an incoming kindergarten class coming in for the upcoming school year. And going into this year, we anticipate no growth in our ADMW, so a flat ADMW. And then the board also looks at the ending fund balance, and the board has a policy that will go no lower than 8% with an ending fund balance, but they target a 10% ending fund balance. So using those three budget parameters, Katie puts the budget as a whole together. We had our first official budget committee meeting, and the budget committee is comprised of the 7-member board and 7 community members that come together to be the budget committee. They had their first meeting on May 1st. And at that first meeting, the budget message is delivered. So what are the things that are impacting education right now? What investments are we making? Things like that. And our budget is a little different, obviously, when we're in capital improvement projects, because those things are folded in. We have the ESSER dollars that are you know, trailing away, coming to an end as we look into next school year, the fall of next school year. And so, you know, those pieces all come together at that first budget meeting, and Katie shares, you know, this is, you know, where the investments are, an opportunity for budget committee members really to look at that document that is a line by line of where we're allocating different funds, different programs, things like that. So that was our first meeting on May 1st. Obviously, at that meeting as well, there's an opportunity for public input. And then this evening, the budget committee will meet again, having had a couple of weeks to digest all of the information that was given, get any questions answered, do some follow-up. And then the official budget hearing will actually take place in at the beginning of the regular board meeting. So long, kind of a lengthy process that goes into the budget committee, but it's an important process as we look toward next school year.
How important is it that the public be involved with the budget process?
I think that, you know, in education as a whole, and I'll say the budget process is very in-depth. And Katie Saul, again, our director of business services, is amazing. And it's hard to ask a question that she doesn't know right off the top of her head with her level of experience. And it can be kind of overwhelming to look at the budget and not fully understand. But I think it's important for the community, for public to know how the funds are being allocated, to understand really the process of how funds get to the school district, and then the process we go through to make sure that we're spending those funds in the appropriate places. And then the reporting processes actually that go back. There is a level of accountability in the total budget process with not just this budgeting process going into the year, but with audit throughout the year and regular reports to the board every single month. And I just think that it's valuable for the community to be aware of that when we're talking about, you know, taxpayer dollars and being a public entity, and what the what it means when we collect our local taxes, and how that works with the equalization formula in the state school fund, which again can be very convoluted to understand. The budget process in Oregon, we kind of always make assumptions and estimates going into the school year for our budget. And then there are corrections to those budgets that will come, you know, in the spring in 2 years. So it isn't cut and dried in one school year. A lot of things to put together. But I do think it's important for the community to be aware of the process and ask questions.
How can the public get a copy of the budget?
Once the budget is adopted, right now we're working on a draft document, but a copy of the budget is available on the school district website. But again, probably I would say that the best way to get a copy is to come to the district office and touch base with Katie Saul. Just unless you, I think, really have experience in accounting and understand all of those ins and outs, it makes the most sense to have someone sit next to you and explain the document to you. Even with my experience over time, I still ask Katie questions like, what does this mean? Why do we have this line item here? So I think, you know, reaching out to the district office, touching base with Katie Saul, happy to answer any questions.
Remind us again where the meetings are held.
So the budget committee meeting will be at the school district office in the boardroom again at 6:30 this evening. And those are open to the public, so anyone's welcome to attend.
And we've touched on this a little bit, but how hard is it to come up with the budget when you don't have a precise idea of how much state funding will go towards public education?
So there, it is a little bit of an estimating guessing game, if you will. And like I mentioned earlier, we are operating on the $9.9 billion funding for the biennium for the state school fund. And what makes that even more, I guess, complicated in particular is that when we look across Oregon, what happens with the state school fund, the best way to think of it is like a pie. And for all the students that are in public school in Oregon, there's a piece of that pie. And as one of the things we saw particularly through COVID, is when we had students who went to private school, even though, for example, in Hermiston, our enrollment dropped. So we have a smaller enrollment than what we did prior to COVID. We saw that across the state, so it didn't impact our funding like we had anticipated it would, because what it depends on what happens across the state as well. So it is a guessing game and an estimation game, if you will. And again, one of the things we're looking at in the spring is a correction to the state school fund from 2 years ago. So what happened, you know, was our enrollment up and we get a positive correction, or was our enrollment down and we get a negative correction? And so for school districts, it's again, it isn't just a 1 year or 9 month budget. We're kind of playing with those numbers for a couple of years and looking. So we're looking back to say what happened 2 years ago, because it impacts our budget this year, but also trying to look forward and anticipate what we think our enrollment's going to be.
Is the $9+ billion, do you think, in your opinion, enough to fully fund Oregon's K through 12 schools?
At $9.9 billion, we will be deficit spending in Hermiston, and superintendents across the state, school business officials, administrators definitely are advocating. When we worked with COSA, with our advocacy groups, the dollar amount that we believe is adequate to for a continued service level is $10.3 billion. So 9.9 is low. And again, one thing to say about the 10.3 is if we get to 10.3, there are districts that still will be making reductions based on things they have going on in their districts. The $9.9 billion state school fund for Hermiston, what that means is we will be about $3.2 million short in our general fund revenue. So we will look at using our biennial reserve account to backfill that going into this biennium at 9.9. And one of the things that COSA asked for, and COSA is the Coalition of Oregon School Administrators that does advocacy on behalf of school districts, one of the groups that does that, was to translate that reduction into number of teaching positions and number of school days. When we look back to the 08-09, 09-10 school years and the shortfall in the state school fund, districts across the state cut school days and cut teachers. And so to equate that, the $3.2 million in the shortfall for the Hermiston School District is equal to 28 and a half teaching positions or 14 lost school days for kids. So again, for us in Hermiston, we are going to use our biennial reserve and our PERS reserve to help backfill that. But again, still advocating for that 10.3, because we know that we've learned a lot coming out of COVID. Our kids definitely have a different set of needs than they did coming into COVID, and being able to meet those needs and support our students the way that we know they need to be supported takes additional funding, without a doubt. So we're going to continue to keep a really close eye on that. And one of the things too that is fortunate for us in Hermiston is that we didn't take our ESSER dollars, so those COVID dollars, and invest those completely in staff, because those dollars we know are going away. So we really looked at those dollars and said, how are we going to use one-time money for one-time projects? So again, still keeping a close eye on the budget and doing our piece to advocate, but knowing that we'll be able to use our reserves to get us through and not looking at any staff reductions in the upcoming school years.
All right. Talking this morning with Hermiston School District Superintendent Tricia Mooney. We're going to take a quick break. Back with more after this.
The Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store, is proud to be part of this great community and part of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand up when we hear the national anthem, put our hands on our hearts when we recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we thank God for everything He has given us. If you feel the same way, stop by and say hi to your neighbors at the Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store. God bless America. God bless you. And God bless beer.
Don't you just hate it when you wake up on a beautiful morning at a serene mountain lake and find a flat tire on your RV, your pickup, or boat trailer? Hi, Scott here with Pendleton Tire and Auto. Stop by and let us check your RV or boat tires, give you an honest assessment of the condition of your tires. We'll also check your wheel bearings and lights for free. If you need new tires, we have them in stock. By the way, how's your AC working? The summer heat's coming. Let's make sure you keep your cool this summer. Trust what you love to Pendleton Tire and Auto. Eastgate Pendleton, 276-2774.
Alaska Air Jet Service has arrived in Walla Walla. The jet is more efficient and quieter than the turboprop, and it flies faster. Plus, enjoy in-flight entertainment and Wi-Fi on board. Fly in comfort with daily service between Walla Walla and Seattle. The midday Walla Walla flight still has good connections at SeaTac and beyond. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
Making pre-arrangements not only allows you to have control over your final wishes, but it also lifts the burden off of your loved ones. Here is Mike Turner with Pendleton Pioneer Chapel to tell you more.
Every time I pull out a pre-need that somebody has set up in advance, the family is so grateful because it removes the questions. So to set up something in advance, again, whether it's funded or not, is a great idea.
Mike and Michelle invite you to stop by and say hello at Pendleton Pioneer Chapel at 131 Southeast Byers Avenue in Pendleton.
Starting this Tuesday, May 16th, Hamley Steakhouse and Saloon will be open for lunch. This downtown iconic steakhouse is the perfect setting for business lunches, as well as a convenient gathering place for family and friends. Have your lunch order ready when you arrive, or take it to go with Hamley.com online ordering. Our expanded lunch menu features the popular Wild Horse Wapiti Elk Burger. See you at Hamley's starting May 16th, serving lunch. Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 3 p.m., corner of Court and Main, Pendleton.
Issues that matter to you. It's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Hermiston School District Superintendent Tricia Mooney, and Hermiston has a new varsity volleyball coach. Tell us about Daniel Headley.
Yes, Dan Headley is going to be our new varsity volleyball coach. He's been an assistant coach in the program for a couple of years and has been a teacher in Hermiston, so has knowledge of the program and relationships with kids already, which is important. And I know he met with the team last week, and they're working on some summer program. Dan has been involved over the years in club volleyball and has coached at a variety of levels. So excited to have the continuity in the program as we change head coaches, which can, you know, obviously disrupt a little bit. But his experience with the program and the fact that he knows the district. His learning curve isn't as steep. How's that? So excited to have Dan join our coaching staff. And we actually have a couple of other head coaches that are new to us this year. Brian Edwards is coming to us to be our boys head basketball coach next year. Brian has some connections in Hermiston as an Edwards. So he's been known to our kids and our families, has been involved in basketball coaching at a variety of levels for several years, and doing some private training, things like that. So we're really excited to have Brian on board as a part of our basketball coaching staff. And then last week, we interviewed and got to announce that Ricardo Sotelo will be joining us as our varsity boys soccer coach. Ricardo has coached in the program and is taught in Hermiston, so he's joining back with the varsity boys soccer program. So three new head coaches to join the team as we start looking toward next year. And it's interesting as we're talking about next year and, you know, still finishing up this year, those pieces, but excited to have some new head coaches on board. And there's a lot that happens with high school sports, with summer programs. So having those positions filled now, and for our coaches and our kids and our families to be able to plan for summer programs as those are going to kick off in what it seems like will be no time.
Yeah, I have a question here. What is in work for the summer programs?
So we have a variety across the board of things going on, most notably our elementary summer program, which will include again this year kindergarten jumpstart, so for our incoming kinders, and for our current students who are kinder through fourth grade will be offered that full day comprehensive program that runs roughly 7 to 7, so 3 meals a day. There are academic opportunities, there are field trip opportunities, they do sports camps, so all of our varsity, our high school varsity sports are involved and get and go to the schools and put on sports camps as an opportunity for kids. We work with Hermiston Parks and Rec, and kids get swim lessons. So there's, it's a variety of programs. I know one of the big events for our kids is that, and last year was amazing, the Chinook helicopters land on site, which seeing them up close is a great opportunity for our kids. So it's a real comprehensive program, and really the piece of information behind that is that we know we have families that are busy in an agricultural community. You have families that are very busy in the summer and working long hours, and wanted to partner really with the community to say, how can we better support our families and our kids and offer a full comprehensive program and a safe place for our kids to be during the day that's structured, that offers some academic support, some academic enrichment, and a variety of opportunities. And then at the middle level and at the high school level, there will be summer programs as well, obviously on a more abbreviated basis. Those will be in 2-week sections throughout the summer, but our elementary program will look as it has in the past, and I'm really excited to bring that back.
Where can people get more information about the summer programs?
Reaching out to the Hermiston School District office, 667-6000. We'll be able to answer any questions about the summer program.
All right. We're going to take another quick break. Back with more, so stay with us.
Listen to the Coffee Hour any day, anytime. Find podcasts of past shows at mycolumbiabasin.com.
Looking for something for all ages? Heritage Station Museum is now open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. With our 2 indoor galleries, including Umatilla Gold, History of Wheat in Umatilla County, and our large grounds filled with outdoor exhibits, your family can learn all about the history of our county. Step inside the one-room cabin or the Union Pacific caboose, and don't forget to shop the Heritage Station Museum gift shop. Heritage Station Museum, 108 Southwest Fraser, Pendleton. Are you excited for barbecue season? So is Terry from Zimmerman & Company, True Value.
Finally, I'm so glad barbecue season's here. Yes, they are. They're coming in for all the barbecue stuff. We always have that all year round, but we do have a good supply of Weber barbecues and supplies to go with the Webers also. Lots of seasonings, lots of rubs. We've got not so much on the charcoal, but we have a very good supply of the wood pellets.
Zimmerman & Company, True Value. Open 7 days a week on Main Street in Pendleton. Behind every project is a True Value.
Students, do you need a safe and convenient ride to and from Pendleton High School or VMCC campus? The City of Pendleton Letter Bus is free. Stops at the high school and VMCC throughout the day, including after school for rides home after sport practices. Find out how this free bus service could help your transportation needs by visiting the City of Pendleton's website at pendleton.or.us/transportation and download their handy mobile app that lets you track your bus in real time. Letter Bus.
At McKay Creek Estates, every day brings something new and exciting for our residents. We're so much more than bingo. From day trips, poker nights, to manicures and happy hours, our team works hard to create moments that bring residents joy and fulfillment. We invite you to come visit and experience the fun for yourself as we celebrate life at every age. For more information, visit prestigecare.com/McKay Creek. Again, that's prestigecare.com/McKay Creek.
News and issues that affect you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
My guest this morning is Hermiston School District Superintendent Tricia Mooney. And Tricia, how did the Students with Disabilities Family Resource Fair go last week?
You know, it was an amazing event put on by Special Programs Department, and Neely McKay, who is the director of that department, put in a ton of work, I'll say. And over 30 vendors showed up, and our families were there. It was definitely a full packed house, and people stayed the entire time. Our Education Pathway kids from the high school put on some activities for kids to support kids. So really an amazing event, and looking forward to being able to continue that in the future, especially since we know that families are going to show up and have felt as valuable. So great event, and looking forward to continuing that in the future.
We talked a little bit off air before this conversation started that, you know, here it is mid-May and June's just around the corner. Are you ready to announce the details for class of 2023 graduation yet?
Oh, man, it does seem crazy. And I think of these kids, like, how can they be ready? But yes, graduation actually will be 7 o'clock on June 8th at the Toyota Center, again in the Tri-Cities. But for locally, again, we're planning that senior parade that will be on June 2nd, where kids will leave the high school, from leave Kennison Stadium and walk around the block in their caps and gowns, have an opportunity for those locally to be able to cheer them on. I just can't believe, again, that it's that time of the year. Looking forward to really celebrating this class and all of their accomplishments. And I've said that this class has done an amazing job of bringing school spirit back. And when I talk to seniors, they're excited about everything that is senior. I've heard tell of a senior skip day that is in the works, and they've got plans for their pranks and all of it. And I'll say, you know, as a superintendent, I want kids in school, but I love that they are doing all the things that kind of are the hallmark of high school and the other bookend, if you will, and having so much fun enjoying the experience. So yeah, really looking forward to graduating, or to celebrating the graduating class of 23 on June 8th at the Toyota Center.
And speaking of that, anything folks, families, friends, supporters, community members that are going to be attending that graduation ceremony need to know as far as attending graduation at the Toyota Center?
I think, you know, arrive on time. We start right at 7, and it seems like always this time of the year, there tends to be some random road construction or something that is conveniently timed for that. But we'll start right at 7, and we try and get through right on time. And Mr. Spoo at the high school has been doing an amazing job of sharing information with the senior class. Any questions, reach out to Hermiston High School, and they'll be able to answer any questions if you have specific questions about details about the event. But looking forward to celebrating the class of 23.
All right. Well, we have just under 2 minutes left. Anything else Hermiston School District, the superintendent has that's coming up that the folks need to know about?
I think, you know, part of what we're doing is this time of the year, we're trying to wrap up this year, looking toward next year. There will be a minor adjustment to the school calendar as we look at next year. And instead of starting on a Monday, which has been the case in the past, we're actually going to be starting on a Wednesday this year. So for next school year, for the class, all school, K-12 will start on Wednesday, August 30th will be the first day of school, and we'll be posting an updated calendar real soon.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time. And again, I'll just say this. Congratulations to the class of 2023 and whatever pranks they pull. just remember, you may have to live with the consequences for the rest of your life.
There you go.
All right. Superintendent Tricia Mooney, Hermiston School District, my guest this morning. And that's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. We'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
For local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.